Good afternoon, and thank you for being here today. I'll have a brief statement, and then I'll make a couple comments beyond that, some contextual comments. On Friday, November the 22nd, the Macomb Board of Education declared impasse in negotiations with the Macomb Education Association and delivered such notice to the appropriate parties. This morning, we delivered to the MEA union leadership our best and final offer. After careful consideration with the board, the board has removed the elimination of the November $1,000 stipend from its final offer. In full transparency, however, we did add some cost-sharing measures that we hope will be more acceptable to the MEA and move us towards compromise. It is our sincere hope that the MEA will come forward with the final offer that narrows our positions and allows for a successful resolution. Now, let me emphasize a few points that I think are important to put this entire situation in context. First, as a district, we operate in a structural deficit. In FY 2013, we spent $500,000 more than we collected in revenue in the education fund. Should we do nothing, this number will continue to grow over the next several years. We have a responsibility to the taxpayers and the children of our community to operate our district and find ways to live within the resources that we are afforded. The deficit we face is not about teacher quality, and it's not about teacher value. We have incredibly talented and committed employees all across our district. It is an economic situation that we must face to ensure that the public education in our community remains strong today and into the future. This requires us to find ways to eliminate that structural deficit. Second, Superintendent Toomey has outlined a three-pronged approach to this deficit. There is no one method that is going to solve this all for us. We will realign our tax levies without increasing them to ensure that the dollars are going into the correct fund. Second, we will institute a cost containment plan that must reduce expenses in the neighborhood of about $800,000. We recently held community forums to gather public input on these cuts. Finally, we must consider those financial resources that are allocated through the collective bargaining agreement with MEA. We do not plan to put all of our deficit on the backs of the taxpayers. We do not plan to put all of our deficit on the backs of the union contract. However, we must all share in the decisions to ensure the financial success and stability of our district. Finally, the Board of Education does not have the luxury of looking at our economic situation in a vacuum. It is part of an overall plan that will serve our students today and into the future. I had someone ask me the other day, "How can you ask teachers to accept a contract like this?" The answer to that question lies in the very nature of the decisions that we as a board will face in the next 7 months. In April, we will cut nearly $800,000 when 80% of our expenses are personnel. I and the other board members recognize that as a part of these reductions, we will reduce the number of employees that we employ. As some of us board members did last year, we will have to look across that board table at members of our community and tell them they no longer have jobs. We will have to look across at the table and tell students and inform them and their parents that their favorite program or subject has been eliminated. So the reason I can ask the MEA to consider our offer and negotiate with us is because I worry about the overall district decisions and what our district will need to look like in order to eliminate our structural deficit. The decisions that we make now are directly related to the decisions we will have to make in April. Thank you for your time today, and we will now answer any questions that you may have.
Sir, before you answer any specific questions, can I have you say your name?
Sure.
Tell me who you are.
My name is Matt Bierman. I'm the Macomb Board of Education President.
Can you spell your last name?
Bierman.
Thank you, sir.
So what sort of cost shares would you like to see from the teachers?
Well,
speaking of the microphone, please. Thank you.
Unfortunately, Rich, and it has to do with state statute. We cannot discuss the type of cost sharing that we have included in our final best offer. The process from here is 7 days from impasse. Both parties must provide a last best offer. Then those offers get sent to the ILRB. And then the ILRB has 7 days in which to post and make public those offers. And it's not until that time arrives statutorily that we can discuss the nature of what those are.
And then what happens with those best and final offers?
Well, I think it's too early to tell. I still have hopes that these offers will narrow the gap between the two parties and we'll sit back down and come to a resolution.
How many times have you sat down? How many negotiating sessions have there been?
There's only been two formal. We informally met over the summer and tried to come to a resolution during the summertime. Formally, we had one session September 4th, which came to an impasse quite quickly, I think 3.5 hours, something like that. And then we brought in a federal mediator, and the federal mediator came in on November 5th, if I remember correctly. And that one was actually quite short as well, so about the same time frame, 3.5 hours, and we were at impasse. And so,
why not sit down face-to-face more before declaring an impasse?
Well, because the first two, with the when we negotiated as a group ourselves, and then when we negotiated with a mediator, the board and I felt like in order to sit down and meet, you have to believe that the parties can come together. And we did not believe, given what was being told to us from the MEA, that there was an opportunity for movement. And so hopefully we're at a stage now where we will sit down and perhaps get to the resolution we're looking for.
Superintendent Toomey, why was the decision made to take the stipend issue off of the table in regards to these negotiations?
Well, there's there's multiple reasons, and I can't speak completely for the board, but a couple things. One, just a timing issue. We were at a place where according to the contract, that particular $1,000 stipend was to be paid in November. Our November paychecks come out the 25th, and having conversations with the board, I think they recognize that perhaps maybe one of the issues were that the teachers were unprepared to give up that amount of money in a quick amount of time just prior to the holidays. And so that's why they took that off the table, and now we look to other things to put in that final offer.
And how many more days is left in the 7-day window?
If I'm correct, I believe Friday. I think by Friday we will have to receive from the MEA their final offer, and then once they send that to the ILRB, ILRB's clock of 7 days starts, and within that 7 days, they must post on their public website both offers.
So even with the holiday, there's no exception made for that?
No, when you read the, my understanding is when you read the statute, it just says days. It doesn't account for weekends or holidays. It just says days, so you just count calendar days.
Without going into details of what cost containments you're seeking, if you were to get what you're asking for in your final and best offer, how much money would that save the district?
Well, I don't think it would. I don't think it would save the district any money. I mean, what we have for this 1-year contract, it keeps basically the status quo, at least fairly close to it. It's more about, I see Ms. Birds here. We both understand that we have to sit down again as soon as this is over. This is just to get a contract for this year. We have to turn right around in March and start contract negotiations over for the long term of the district. And so I don't think you could pinpoint a specific dollar savings in terms of this particular offer.
Are we seeing any softening of relationships in between the two parties and being able to open some doors of communication and that sort of thing?
Well, I'll say the relationship's been good from the very beginning. We've not had any relationship issues, and that's a good thing. I'm in and out of the buildings quite often. I know Matt has children in the district. He sees the teachers a lot, and I don't see any ill will feeling in terms of relationship piece. So I don't think it's a matter that we have to rebuild relationships in order to get back to the table. It's just a matter of coming to a point where we think that progress can be made.
Yeah, I would echo that. I mean, despite what you see on the street and, you know, the signs or whatever is out there on social media, I think that the relationships continue to be very professional, and our teachers are professionals, and they do their job, and they interact with board members as professional as they should. So I wouldn't say there's any animosity directly between individuals.
It's just a matter of the negotiation.
It's a matter of negotiations where there's differences between the union and the administration.
Are you willing to consider more than a one-year contract, or is there a reason why you're focused on just a one-year contract?
I think both sides would consider a multi-year contract if the
terms were
amicable to both parties. But in terms of where we're at today, it would be tough for me to envision a multi-year contract coming out of this. I think that's another whole set of discussions that will take place in March. But certainly if we came together and had new things put on the table and things that both sides could live with, I can't speak for the MEA, but I do believe, certainly, I don't think anybody's opposed to a multi-year contract.
But your contract was only for 1 year, correct?
Both proposals were for a one-year contract, yes. That's correct. Both proposals were just one-year proposals.
Your final best offer is just a one-year proposal.
That's correct.
Given that you've asked for budget cuts from the school district, from the teachers, what is the board doing to cut their expenses?
I'm just going to say this. You have anything you want to say to that, or you want me to?
You're talking about board expenses. I mean, I think our line item in the budget is we cut last year from $10,000 to $5,000, and we won't hit that mark this year. The only expense that we have as board members is for our own training that we're required statutorily to participate in, and to attend the state conference if we wanted to, again, to get professional development on how to be a better board member. That was this last weekend, but those expenses will not exceed that. We cut our budget in half last year as a part of the reductions.
And I'll add to that is we have a $22 million budget, and I think the community wants the people who run that organization to be well-informed and well-prepared to do so, and that's exactly what their training does for them. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you all for coming today.
Thanks.